Inspire FM presents Eyes on Israel with your host, the New Brunswick representative for the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem Canada team. Your Christian embassy established in Jerusalem since 1980. Suzanne Trites.
Hello. It is my privilege and honor to continue to be a voice and advocate for Israel and the Jewish people, and to have this opportunity to bring you, the listener, up-to-date information on what is happening in Israel during these difficult times of war. From October 7, 2023 to today, the people of Israel are experiencing one of their darkest periods as a people and a nation, even for the Jewish people residing outside of Israel. Israel recently identified an unusual incident in Gaza, which points to the terrorist organization called Hamas gearing up for a renewed raid, and observed a sharp rise in their efforts to carry out attacks on Gaza border communities and on IDF troops stationed inside Gaza. Prime Minister of Israel Benjamin Netanyahu said in a speech, quote, "Hamas refused offer after offer to release our hostages. We will not rest until we give our country a future of peace, prosperity, and hope," unquote. Hamas claimed responsibility for firing at least three M90 rockets from the Gaza Strip towards Tel Aviv. Sirens were sounded in central Israel. One was successfully intercepted, and two fell in open areas. The latest ceasefire between Israel and Hamas ended a few weeks ago. Israel allowed negotiations to continue over the past few months with concrete proposals. Hamas said no. Israel, knowing it has still 59 Israelis in captivity, 35 known deceased, and 24 potentially alive, and knowing Hamas has intentions of attacking Israel again, decided it was time to renew a preemptive strike on Hamas terror operatives, buildings used by the terror groups, weapons, and other military infrastructure sites in northern, central, and southern Gaza Strip. Tanks and ground troops entered, aiming to expand its buffer zone of protection. This, after alerting the residents to evacuate this combat zone, where they believe hostages are held underground in tunnels heavily guarded by Hamas terrorists. Israeli forces will do everything they can to get them out. Their resolve to release them from Hamas captivity and get their people home is 100%. Remember, this is over 530 days in captivity. Understand that in Gaza, the regular citizens have no say in their future, no say in what is happening there. Hamas is still very much in control. Prime Minister Netanyahu also visited units in Judea and Samaria. He told them, while Israel is waging war against Hamas in Gaza, they are aware of the possibility that another larger and more intense front could be opened in Judea and Samaria. So having their presence in these regions is critical for the safety of their people. Recently, a ballistic missile was launched on Israel from Yemen. After 2 months of silence, sirens were sounding in the South Negev region once again. The IDF intercepted the missile. Attacks on the Houthis in Yemen were carried out to paralyze the efforts of the Houthis in stopping and attacking cargo ships attempting to go through the Suez Canal. A lot of countries, including Egypt itself, were suffering financially since their ships needed to take a very long detour around the continent of Africa to reach their destination. On the northern front, the IDF has stationed themselves within the Lebanese border as well as the Syrian border on the Golan Heights to ensure they protect their citizens from any invasion by their enemies. The new regime leader in Syria, al-Julani, issued orders to massacre Alawites and Christian women, children, elderly, fathers, brothers, tragically entire families and villages. The numbers reported are in the thousands and likely more. In Lebanon, the new president, Joseph Ayoun, is seeking to renew and normalize relationships with Israel. Also on a bright note, a Christian lady in Lebanon recently said, "Since the leader of Hezbollah terrorist organization was removed, a darkness has been lifted, and it is like a breath of fresh air." Please consider these prayer points. strategy to bring an end to the war, complete release of all hostages, and removal of Hamas and other terrorist organizations being a threat to Israel's safety, comfort over the hostages returned and still in captivity, as well as their families, for soldiers of the IDF who stand guard over the land and the people, for peace and security within Israel's borders, Gaza, and the Middle East, for normalized relationships between Lebanon and Israel. Our prayers matter. Our prayers have an impact. Please pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And remember, the eyes of the Lord God are always upon Israel, according to Deuteronomy 11:12. His eyes are on Israel. May our eyes be equally on Israel. Until next time, shalom. Peace be with you.
This has been Eyes on Israel on Inspire FM with Suzanne Trites. To contact Suzanne, email suzanne@inspire.fm. And for more information on the ICEJ, visit the website at icej.ca.